Morning, Masechtas Zvachim, or in the famous fifth parak, we're up to Mishnah Gimel. Chatas HaSibor VaHayochid discusses the various karbonos of a karbon chatas, a sin offering. Some of them are for the tzibor, and some are for the yochid, for the individual, and exactly how that procedure takes place. Elhin Chatas HaSibor. So the Mishnah Gimel discusses the different examples of the carbon chatas that's brought on behalf of the community. When it comes to the higo, which is brought monthly on Rosh Chodesh as well as on the festivals, so the shechting also takes place, as we mentioned before, in the north. The kibul daman b'kli shoris b'safon, as well as after the shechita, there is a special vessel which receives the dam after the slaughtering, and it's also takes place in the Safon, which is in the north. The daman tu'un arba matonos al arba kranos. And when it comes to the sprinkling of the blood, which is the fourth and final stage of the avoda, which is done on the Mizbeach, or more specifically on the outer altar, it's to be done four times on its four corners. So Kate said, exactly how is that done? So Mishnah explains, it says, Ola b'keves. So the Kohen will ascend the ramp, holding on to this Kli Sharetz, which has dominated from the Shechita. And Ufana l'soivim, and he turns, Uvolo l'keren dromas mizrachis. And the first time he sprinkles is on the southeast side, Mizrachis Safonis, and then afterwards on the northeast, Safonis Maravis, the northwest, and then Maravis Dromis, and then the southwest. Those are the four places on the Mizbeach in that particular order that the Dam is sprinkled. Shiori Hadam Hayashavich al Yitzod Dromi, as we mentioned, by the sprinkling, which is just taking the right index finger, which is not a significant amount of blood, so it stands to reason there will be some blood remaining in this Kli Shoreis. So the leftovers that are found will be poured on the Yisod Romi, which is the southern base, and it should be eaten within the curtains, which even though it's not really referring to curtains, that's only the time of the Mishkan, where there were curtains, because it was a temporary makeshift temple. When we have the Beis Mikdash, it's within the walls. That's where it has to be in. The Zichri Kahuna, only a male who is a Kohen is allowed to partake of this Chatas offering. The person has that day, as well as up until that night, only until midnight, even though it is learned in the very first Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos, that technically when it comes to this karbon, really you should have the entire evening to be able to eat it. However, Kedei L'Harchik Adam in Haveira, which is brought down in other situations as well, by Shema, whatever, that we don't want a person to end up waiting beyond midnight and end up not doing it properly, and therefore you have only until midnight.